You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. All right, guys, welcome back to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. And today is April Astrology with Hannah.
Yay!
It's April. It's quarter two.
Like, I know. Wow. I know. It's crazy. It's wild that we are in the throes of spring. Does it feel like spring where you live? Because it does here.
It does most days.
Yeah.
And then other days it's like, a miserable bitch. Like it's moody, but it is. It's definitely breaking. It's nice. The daffodils have popped, which is like one of my favorite things. And you're hearing the birds chirp a little bit more. Yeah. So it's very inviting and very exciting.
Yeah. There's that fresh energy coming in. I love it.
Definitely.
I love it. And it's, you know, here we are in Aries season. We've been in Aries season for a little over a week now. And, you know, Aries is all about that initiation. It starts with the spring equinox and, you know, Aries is the cardinal fire sign. It's the beginning of the cycle. I think about it as like the sparks that begin to light the flames under our butts to get started. But it's the first sign of the zodiac. So we're starting a new cycle. We're starting, you know, something new. Aries is all about that initiating energy. Stepping out into the world with the intention to explore and the intention to do something. What are you going to do? And, you know, after Pisces season, which is so much about transcendence and going inward and really getting in touch with our higher selves, our spiritual selves, Aries is really about focusing on the sense of self in the physical form, very connected to our physical body, because Aries is also ruled by Mars. So we have this physical presence that we are becoming more aware of, attuning to our bodies. Like this is, you know, a time of year where people are spending more time outdoors or, you know, getting in the gym. They're focusing on their health and their wellness and also making decisions that feel right for us. That is what I really pick up also from Aries season, is like attuning to our individual needs. We're really focusing on like what is right for Erica, what is right for Hannah, for everybody else listening, making choices that are truly the ones for you versus the choices that other people want to make for you, and supporting ourselves on that very individual level. So it's an exciting, very fresh, like I said, time where we're planting seeds of like, what do we want to do for the rest of this year? What do we want to get done? What chapter is starting for us, and how do we want to write that narrative? So there is an excitement.
There is definitely an excitement. And I think as a business owner standpoint, it's like, oh my God, quarter one is done. The first 3 months of 2021 are done.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like, I was looking back at it because every month at the end of the month, I like to do like a reflections of the things that happened and the lessons that I've learned and everything. And I was like sitting there in my bed yesterday, writing it down. And I'm like, okay, 25% done. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely that ignition.
Yep.
You know, to get the engine rolling. And I do. I actually really enjoy April and May because it's just very, you know, May for me, because I'm in Connecticut, it's still kind of like disgusting and rainy. But there are some days that peek through that just give you such a burst of inspiration.
Yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Aries season to me is that beautiful, clear, sunny day in spring after having maybe like a week of rain or snow, and you just want to open all of your windows, get some fresh air in the house. You feel so alive and positive and optimistic with the sunshine just rolling in through your windows. There is just that simple, shift in our energy that's like, oof, I want to do something, whether it's cleaning your house or getting your hands dirty and like some gardening projects or like really applying yourself with your work. There is just that shift towards doing that feels really good after winter when we've all kind of been like kind of sluggish and doing a lot of reflecting and the inner work. It feels good to reconnect with our physical nature as well and feel like we're making progress in the, you know, the material world in our earthly lives too.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got quite a bit to chat about today for the month of April. We've got a lot of energies that are moving in for this month. So it'd be kind of interesting to go through. So I mentioned we are in the throes of Aries season right now. We will shift into Taurus season later this month. But April 3rd, so just a couple of days from now, Mercury will be entering Aries. So our thoughts and our ideas and our intellectual focus is going to be much more direct, much more assertive in the way that we are speaking up and speaking out, sharing our ideas, kind of cutting out the extra bullshit and just getting down to what needs to be done, what needs to be said. Maybe it's spontaneous as well. The fire signs love to just be able to pick up and go. So there is that spontaneous initiating energy that comes with how we are speaking and connecting with one another, as well as maybe the things that come to us quite brilliantly, where it's like, ooh, I just got an idea and I need to just go with it. I need to do it right now instead of, oh, maybe I need to just kind of wait and kind of feel into this. No, fire sign, especially Aries, is like, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's just jump in and see what happens. You may not need a plan for it. Let's just see how it works out. So, you know, for those of you that feel like you need that extra burst of energy, especially maybe with your words, and if you're doing any business launches or anything that you really need to put out into the world, allow Mercury to really support you with those processes.
Love that.
Yeah. So April 11th, we have our new moon in Aries, and this is happening at 22 degrees of Aries. This is a very dynamic, very energetic new moon. And it's all about trusting yourself and these new beginnings that are coming in for us. As I mentioned, Aries is all about initiating. It is a new cycle that is beginning, new chapter, new beginnings for us. So, you know, take a look and see, where does 22 degrees of Aries land in your chart? Because this is where you're planting seeds of intention right now with regard to who you are in this moment, right now, not who you were last year, not who you are becoming next year, who you are right now. This is where something is growing, something is building, and something is beginning in your life is growing from that 22 degrees of Aries. Now, we have Aries in the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Chiron. So we've got all of this incredible fire energy that's all asking us to come back to ourselves right now and consider how you're in alignment with your own energy right now. Where do you need to make some adjustments? Where do you need to make some attunements to your energy? Because this is a starting point of what you want to begin in this cycle that's going to last for the next 12 months. Because as I mentioned, Aries is the start of the zodiac. So the next 12 months, we are going to be working our way back through the zodiac, through all of those 12 signs. So think about this new moon as another big opportunity to set your intentions for the year, not just the calendar year, but the zodiac year. And like I said, strong initiating energy. Getting really crystal clear on what calls to you and what matters to you, you know, what you want to move into over the next year. And these beginning points for us of the intentions that we're setting are bringing us to a higher sense of self-awareness and personal consciousness. And those are the energies that are going to support us and what we're creating next in our lives. Now, the other piece I want to mention about this new moon is that the Sun and Moon are conjunct to Venus, and Venus brings in a sense of self-worth, that what you're beginning and initiating here matters and has value to you because you're worth it. You're realizing and you're feeling like what it is that I want to create really matters to me in my heart. It matters to my mission. It matters to my sense of purpose, my sense of value. And I know that I'm worth it of whatever it is that I'm creating. it's something that could feel personal that helps you fortify again who you are in this moment. And the belief in yourself that you can absolutely manifest whatever it is that you want. And, you know, when we're strong and clear in who we are, each of us, and who we no longer are, it becomes so much easier then to take those necessary steps to bring towards us what it is that we want to call in or whatever it is that we want to create in our lives. So, you know, there is some pressure here from the soul to keep evolving, keep growing. Let's jump into this next cycle. Let's not let our fears hold us back from growing and from becoming this person that we want to be. Now, the other energies with this new moon is this trine, this beautiful, favorable flow of energy between Mars and Gemini and Jupiter and Aquarius. So two planets in air signs are providing us with new opportunities, things that maybe a year ago our minds could not even wrap our mind around these possibilities. More freedom, more room to grow, more resources that are coming in to help and support us, more opportunities also to share these ideas that we're ready to put in motion. We've spent a lot of time over Pisces season kind of living in our dreams and our visions of what's possible. And now we're in this state of initiation of, okay, how are we going to make this real? How are we going to take the steps to make this happen right now? I also feel this trine between Mars and Jupiter as divine timing, that it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. We're going to get this door that's going to open for us, or we're going to have this space created for when we know, yes, this is when I need to bring to life this idea. This is when I want to launch this program or this area of my business or take a next step in my relationships. So be open to how that feels for you. We also have Saturn sextiling Mercury. So it's clarity of thought that's also supporting us on what we're carrying out and where our priorities are and where we should be investing our resources and time. So there's a lot of really fantastic, fast moving energy here. So just be open to making those yes decisions as they come to you. Aries season is all about making decisions right in the moment. It is not about taking a lot of extra time. It is feeling into our intuition and our instincts. What is your body telling you? Is this a yes or a no? And you know, you've got this beautiful earthy Saturn support with Mercury helping us make the decisions that are right for ourselves and right, you know, for you as a person and what you are going through and creating in your life. So really fantastic, fantastic dynamic energy in this new moon that I hope you guys take advantage of with your creations.
I love that.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Good stuff going on. I'm all like excited now, just even talking about it, like ready to make some lists and like get to work here.
Same. I was just the whole time you were talking, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. Yeah. This is going to be real good.
Yeah. It's very stimulating energy because we've got this Mars energy that's coming in to support the new moon. You know, Mars rules the sign of Aries. So Mars and Gemini multitasking, taking off in quick energy bursts, this constant stimulation, these multiple priorities that are kind of going on that we feel like we can manage right now. So it's really, really supportive of just, ooh, the excitement. Let's just get to it. Let's just jump in. Let's allow ourselves to say yes. And really make those decisions that feel good. Feel really good. All right. So on April 11th as well, this, like I mentioned, this is the date of the new moon. April 11th, we also have Venus in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn at 26 degrees. Now, later in this year, we will be talking more about Venus and her relationship with Pluto because it is a difficult one this year. And we have a major situation that we'll be wrapping up in December that we'll talk about later. But April 11th, Venus, as I said, in Aries squaring Pluto and Capricorn, this is all about applying pressure to what we've been healing within our hearts and our senses of safety, but also what's changing in our relationships. And this can feel really uncomfortable. Perhaps if you've been in a relationship where you've sensed that things have changed, you know, the dynamics have changed, you as a person or the other individual involved has changed. maybe it's within your family. There are family dynamics that are shifting here. You know, soul growth is not easy. The lessons that Pluto brings to us oftentimes trigger us and remind us that we need to face our fears. And those are not easy circumstances to just, you know, do on a weekend. It's major life work here. But Venus in Aries is very autonomous. She doesn't like to share. She is very focused on the self. And with Pluto, the lessons that Pluto brings, it is all about finalities. There is a death of some sort. There is no going back. So consider what desires are coming up for you that could connect you with these new life possibilities and potentials. Venus is receiving pressure from Pluto, as I mentioned, at 26 degrees. So these are these new parts of ourselves that are coming through, that are being tested by who we were. It's our old, outdated versions of ourselves that are asking the new parts of ourselves, oh, do you really want to do that? Oh, are you sure that's what's for you? Are you sure you feel confident about that? It's all of this kind of self-reflection within our hearts that, like I mentioned, can trigger fears and doubts and uncertainties. And, you know, because we're doing things for the first time here. So allow yourself that space to really reflect on, what am I right now in the moment feeling, needing, desiring from my relationships, with my sense of safety and security in my life, within my heart? What am I healing here? And what am I allowing from my past to keep me from experiencing more growth, more expansion, more confidence, more love? And like I said, with Pluto, those lessons are not solved overnight. So there is this kind of lasting energy that we will feel throughout the year in relation to our connections and our partnerships. But just be mindful of that if that seems to be a theme or something that's coming up for you. And, you know, maybe it's a good opportunity to do some journaling, reflection, meditation. You know, maybe it is tough decisions that some of us have to make too, but don't let the fear and uncertainty keep you from the growth that your heart is really calling for.
Mm-hmm. I just love listening to you talk.
Get in my zone.
Yes,
get in my zone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love talking about all of this stuff too, as you guys know. So, that, you know, that means so much to me, because truly the best feedback that I can get when someone says, I really am vibing off what you're saying, that they feel the excitement from you or the passion from you. And that's always what I seek to share. I mean, I think we've all had a situation where whether you've been in school or in your personal life, where you're listening to someone speak and you're like, this person doesn't believe what they're saying. This person doesn't give a shit about what they're saying. And they think what they're saying is boring.
Yeah.
No boring astrology here. It's all exciting and fascinating.
It's literally like, I feel like I'm just hearing like poetry.
Oh, I love it.
I love poetry. It's just like, I get so entranced by it. So I just sit here and I just love the way you storytell it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I have a big shit eating grin on my face. Thank you for that, Erica.
You are very welcome.
Okay. So April 14th, we have Venus entering Taurus. We're starting to inch closer to these Taurus energies that are coming in for us in mid-April. So April 14th, Venus is going back to her home sign of Taurus. So Venus rules Libra and Taurus. So she loves being in Taurus because she has this practical energy that she gets to experience. And this is all about tapping into more of what we want and what we need, aware of what matters and what has meaning in our life. That's kind of what it bubbles down to. And Venus in Taurus is all about seeking love that is without drama. Love that is not overcomplicated, love that is not overly infatuated or extreme. It's down to earth, it's real, and it's lasting. And she's seeking ease and flow in our relationships too. So finding ways to make maybe communication a little bit easier with our partners, finding ways to spend more time, real time, real quality time with the people that we love in our life, whether that's just having a simple meal together or getting out for a walk with someone that you really care about and love and just having an open and beautiful conversation. Maybe it's just sitting on the couch and not even speaking, but just enjoying the warmth of each other's company. Those simple, beautiful pleasures that Taurus is all about, bringing that those elements into our relationships, that groundedness and also reasonableness as well. And Venus in Taurus is also connected to our physical bodies, feeling very attuned to our senses. Like I mentioned, comfort and silence, time spent with our loved ones, also time outdoors because Taurus is an earth sign. So getting outside, connecting with this beautiful spring energy that's coming in for us. If you're in the southern hemisphere, then this is fall for you. So, you know, enjoy being outdoors and whatever the elements are bringing to us. But also, I think of Venus and Taurus as cuddles, physical touch, hugs. Like it's not that Scorpio intense passion. It's not overly dramatic connection in terms of physical intimacy. It's those soft, loving moments that you really feel from your heart. It's like hugging someone that you've missed them. You haven't seen them for a while because of the pandemic, and you get to hug them for the first time. And oh, it just fills your heart up with just that pure love, holding hands with someone. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your spouse, and just feeling that beautiful physical connection, simple things that mean so much to us.
Beautiful.
Yeah. April 19th is when we are actually entering Taurus season, and we have the Sun and Mercury entering Taurus on this day. So, you know, after all of the passion and the vigor and the movement of Aries season, we all might be a little bit exhausted. So thank you, Taurus season, for allowing us to slow down a little bit and to allow our thoughts and our physical energies to really root back down into the earth where we can just be. That is Taurus energy. Just be. Being in the moment, simply being in the moment and present, still feeling determined, still feeling very focused on our goals. The earth signs are all about manifesting in the physical world. So it's not like we're just giving up here on what we've been working so hard on, but we're shifting towards a more practical and productive approach to our life and our goals and pursuits with a pace that feels more natural to us, that feels more sustainable. So it's always great to get started with a bang, in my opinion, because it's what lights our excitement and gets us hyped up for what it is that we want to accomplish. But then it's nice that we have this period where we can come back down to this practical, productive, steady flow of energy that keeps us in the moment and focused of whatever needs to be done. And that is what's so great about the fixed signs. Yes, they can be a little bit stubborn. They can be a lot stubborn, but... they are the ones that get the work done. So Taurus is giving us the space and time to really bang out the projects, really focus on what needs to be done right now and the resources that we need to be utilizing to really bring to life what it is that we're working on here. Now, Mercury in Taurus, in terms of our communications and our intellectual faculties, is all about keeping things simple. When I was in school, we were taught what's called the KISS method for communication studies. Have you heard of this, Erica, the KISS method?
All I know is the KISS is keep it simple, stupid.
You got it. Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, that's
stupid.
It? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not overcomplicating our words and truths. It's not embellishing things to the point of confusion. Taurus is so not interested in that. Taurus is like, just give it to me straight, man. I want to know, like, what's the heart of the matter here? So let's keep it simple. Let's keep it exactly what it is. Let's not turn our words and our truths into something that can be misconstrued. Okay. So to me, it's like Mercury and Taurus, our most profound truths in life are sometimes the least complicated ones, right? The things that truly matter in our life are sometimes the simplest things. And we've talked about this before on this podcast about how babies need so little. And yet our cultural conditioning has told us that we need to have all of the swings and all of the bouncers and all of the fancy gadgets. And yet when you bring a baby home, they need a breast or a bottle, a safe place to sleep, warm clothes, and love, like the simplest things. So when we're talking about our ideas and our communication, it's also getting down to those simple truths, getting to the heart of the matter. What is it that we need to understand? The meat of it all. how do we do this? Time alone outdoors to ground our energy, to kind of clear out any noise or distraction, distancing ourselves from excess chaos or noise or people that tend to constantly bring drama into our lives, setting some firm boundaries there. Also, it could just be asking the earth and its elements, what do you have to teach me? How can you humble me in this moment to just be and to see or hear or feel what it is that I need to know? It's seeking that essence of simple things. And, you know, Mercury wants to cultivate a quiet mind in Taurus, trusting our instincts and our first impressions about people and situations. You know, Taurus is connected to our animal instincts. And you think about, you know, animals, whether they are our animal companions or wild animals, they perceive and experience the world based on their first impressions of energy. And that's that same element that's coming to Mercury in Taurus. Again, not overthinking things or overcomplicating things. You know, tranquility or solitude is where we're going to find that greater depth of mental clarity. And also that understanding from a mental perspective takes patience. So give ourselves the time and space and the patience to let things settle, to let things become clear, and to feel through our bodies how that resonates with us.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, April 22nd, we have Venus in Taurus conjunct Uranus in Taurus at 10 degrees. Now, this conjunction at 10 degrees of Taurus with Uranus, this is surprises. This is breakthroughs in relationships that reveal more about who we are, okay? And that could be on the spectrum of what you want a surprise or a breakthrough to be. This could be something really difficult that maybe you've been neglecting. Maybe you know that this is something about someone in your personal life and you recognize it and you're like, oh, I just don't want to deal with it. But maybe it's an opportune or really positive surprise too. There's a reprogramming that's happening with this energy about how we're different, how we're breaking out and away from our habits and routines within our relationships, how we're breaking away from predictability in our relationships and partnerships, and trusting the need to change in terms of our circumstances and our attitudes, right? We can't be the same person in our relationship. Say this, if this is a marriage, you can't expect yourself or your partner to be the same person that they were 10 years ago when you first started dating, right? We all go through different chapters and elements of growth. And sometimes we're not always on the same page there. And that requires a lot of communication and a lot of patience. But it's trusting that things need to change sometimes. And when things get predictable, when we get stuck in these habits that we're constantly cycling through, it feels like maybe our relationships are stagnant or idle, or, you know, like something needs to be shifted or shaken up here. So, you know, there's that where that reprogramming is happening, but there's also a learning about love and trust that's coming through with this energy. And for some people, this could lead to breakups because of this very edgy energy that Uranus brings, but this could also be blessing our partner's right to change and to follow their evolutionary path. Maybe you realize, like, you've been trying to put your partner in a box for so long. Maybe you've been comfortable with who they've been for so long and suddenly you realize, like, you know, my spouse needs the room to change. My spouse needs my blessing, or maybe they don't need it, but you feel like you need to energetically acknowledge, like, they have a right to also change and grow and morph and to be who they want and who they need to be. Accepting that we can love each other and still be different, that we can honor where we come together in terms of our understandings and our hearts, but also acknowledge that we are two very different people on our own evolutionary trajectories, and we have to honor each other's paths there. So, you know, love and trust, in my opinion, should really enhance our freedoms in our partnerships, in our love lives, rather than stifling them. And, you know, change is truly what makes us feel alive. If we were always at the same energetic place our whole life, we wouldn't feel alive. We would feel like robots. So it is those ebbs and flows, those highs and lows, you know, all of these shifts and changes that happen within us and in our relationships that remind us just how alive we are and celebrating that sense of aliveness with one another and supporting each other's right to really change and transcend. So in my opinion, it's really beautiful, very liberating energy within our partnerships. And for some people, this might be really challenging energy. But at the spectrum of how you want to consider how this plays out in your life, I just come back to how change is equivalent to being alive. And that's where those spectrums of feelings really play out in our hearts here.
Love that. Mm-hmm. It's a month, dude.
It is. I mean, it's not... It is. It is of course a lot of energy just with Aries season. And then we move into the space with Taurus, but you know, Venus is very active this month. And she will be very active throughout the rest of the year. You will hear more about her, later on this year. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in our relationships that are really, really coming up to the surface. And as I'm saying this, my ears are ringing like crazy. So I know that this message about relationships is very pertinent right now. Someone listening to this is going to be like, yep, feeling this right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So April 23rd, we have Mars entering the sign of Cancer, where he's going to be hanging out until June 11th. Now, Mars entering Cancer at 0 degrees is triggering energy from an eclipse that we had back on June 21st of 2020. That eclipse on June 21st of last year was at 0 degrees of Cancer. So Mars brings energizing energy. Mars brings motivation. It reignites whatever we've already been through. So this is re-energizing whatever it is, those intentions perhaps that you set around the eclipse on June 21st of last summer, or whatever was going on in that period of your life. It's kind of fun to be able to look back and see, what was I doing in June of last year? I mean, none of us are probably doing much because it was like the height of the pandemic where we can't travel.
Yeah.
Right. But go and look back and see, like, what were you doing mid-June of last year? What did you even write? Did you write down intentions from that eclipse? Take a look and see, like, what has come into play for your life since then. But you know, Mars is energizing that point within your own chart as well. So take a look and see, where is 0 degrees of Cancer for you? What house is that lighting up? You know, what themes and areas of your life are going to be brought forward? And come back to those intentions of, like I said, that you may have set last June, because they are going to be reinvigorated with Mars entering Cancer. Now, Mars can sometimes have a tough time in Cancer because Mars is the divine masculine energy. He's super happy in Aries. That's like his home sign. And, you know, Cancer is the sign of the divine mother. It is the divine feminine energy. So Mars in Cancer represents this drive to nurture, to heal and protect. It's outside of his comfort zone, but he can get on board here. So the agenda for Mars in Cancer is to cultivate the courage to heal our inner wounds and to fiercely face our insecurities, letting our hearts really speak and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable enough to listen to its messages, no matter how difficult they might be, right? These could be tough truths that we need to hear, and allowing ourselves the space to hear whatever it is that's coming up for us. But this can also be a time for retreat and reflection, because Mars is exhausted from like his path here. So he wants to rest and recuperate and rejuvenate in the sign of Cancer. All of the water signs offer regeneration and healing. And so for him, this is his time to slow down and really focus on any broken areas within ourselves that need to be mended, so that we can continue on in our cycle of life, feeling whole, feeling strong. You know, if you're doing something in your life mindlessly pressing on and on and on to the point of exhaustion, you're never going to be able to offer the best parts of yourself, your best, truest energy. So it's allowing yourself the time to kind of slow down as needed. And this is beautiful because we're also in Taurus season, which also gives us that space to slow down to a pace that feels comfortable and nurturing to us. So if you are someone that is normally just go, 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 take a little bit of a break. Check in with your heart. How are you feeling? Are there areas that need to be healed? Is there things that are coming up for you that need a little bit more nurturing, a little bit more protection? You know, what insecurities are being triggered for you that need to be worked on? So pause for healing.
Yeah. I'm like, I get so entranced by you talking. I'm like, oh shit, what's coming up for me? What do I need to heal? What's next? Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up. Well, we've got two more things to talk about, but we've got the full moon. I was going to say, we'll wrap up the lunar events here. April 26th, we have a full moon in Scorpio at 6 degrees. And the moon in Scorpio is very edgy, very deep, very intense. If you know anyone with a Scorpio moon, they are intense beings, beautiful, intense beings. Now, the moon in Scorpio is opposite the sun, Uranus, Venus, and Mercury all in Taurus. And Taurus and Scorpio are polarities. They are opposite signs. And anytime the moon is in Scorpio, there is a very intense emotional energy at play here. And you know, full moons are emotional anyway. So just expect plenty of intensity, perhaps even frustration. But if you can funnel these intense emotions into fuel for major personal breakthroughs, this can be a very positive lunar event for you. Scorpio brings to the surface our greatest healing, our greatest transformation and regenerations in our life. And opposite Uranus in particular, we can expect the unexpected, even maybe even rebellious kind of tense energy that can make us feel like our emotions are getting in the way of being clear about what we really desire. And that's that Venus influence there. So wanting to figure out, okay, how are my emotions speaking to me? And what is really going on within my heart? And how can we bring in a greater sense of clarity and peace into our lives? Because Scorpio doesn't mind things being a little bit messy or complex or dark. It is most concerned about the truth of what is holding us back or keeping us from growing, you know, which could be shadow work, which could be necessary healing, like all really important stuff. And that can feel really overwhelming and dark for all of that grounded, practical Taurus energy between the sun, Uranus, Venus, and Mercury. So find ways to bring to the surface, of course, those emotional depths, you know, honor your feelings here, but try to channel them into something practical. You know, this is that earth energy that's coming up and coming through for us, something tangible, channeling our emotions into healing so that we're not just wallowing in pain and suffering, but we're feeling like we're being productive with our own pain and our own healing journeys. There's also a really supportive trine that's happening with Mars in Cancer, who wants to offer us that safe, regenerative place within our own hearts to do that healing work and to remind us that it's okay to detach. It's okay to set boundaries. It's okay to seek solitude as we work through these reflections. In fact, all of the Taurus energy also supports solitude. They like to be alone. So Mars is motivated also to help us heal and just to remind us, take a step back. Like, this full moon is not about doing a lot with other people. It's a very solitary energy. So, you know, make time and space for yourself to do a lot of that emotional reflection. And we also see Saturn in Aquarius in a really strong trine with the North Node in Gemini. So there is also this fresh energy about moving forward with any karmic wounds that need to be healed. Moving forward with pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone a little bit, seeing things and hearing things more clearly in terms of the messages that are going to help us along our journey. So really, really supportive energy for an otherwise, you know, very emotional, very, very complex and intense full moon. So take advantage of some alone time.
Oh man. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, usually the full moon doesn't bother me so much as far as my sleep is concerned, mm-hmm. but this past full moon, which was a couple of days ago, horrible, yeah. Just insomnia, waking up like bright eyed and bushy tailed, but like, you know, not being able to go to sleep and just very relentless when it came to like trying to shut down my mind to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that it was in Libra. And that's my, and I remember last year when it was in Libra, I had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be a thing when it's in your moon sign? It can affect your sleep cycle?
Yeah. I mean, I think any full moon, any major lunar event, of course, can affect our sleep. I guess in my experience, I don't see like when the moon comes back to its home sign as being any more disruptive to our sleep cycles. I mean, I don't think that that's like a, I don't want to say that that's a thing. Maybe it is for some people, but it's not anything that like from a structured astrological aspect is taught. What I can say is the last full moon and also like our new moon and around the spring equinox, we've had a lot of really heightened energy that's been coming down and through for us from a collective perspective. And I've heard across the board from my own clients and also just in chatter from like other groups and stuff that people have been feeling really off, really anxious, exhausted as well, just like so tired. And what my guides have shown me and told me is that anytime our light bodies, like our light, our energetic bodies have gone through some kind of upgrade, if you will, it takes our physical bodies time to also catch up to that level of growth. And that's where that exhaustion, that restlessness, that frustration or anxiety can come in. And of course, lunar events really trigger the emotional piece of that. And also, you know, work with our physical bodies. Our physical attunement is so reliant upon the moon, right? Especially as women, like our cycles. So yeah, there's absolutely a reason why I think a lot of us have felt really disrupted, either energetically or emotionally, but I wouldn't say it's just because, you know, the last moon fell in your natal lunar sign, if that makes sense.
Okay. Just checking.
I was
just wondering.
That's a great question. Yeah.
No, because I was just, you know, sometimes it does, but this past one, but also we all, you know, we spoke about the stuff that I was dealing with personally. So I was like, is it because I'm just going through a lot and it's just my overactive mind, or is it actually because my moon is in Libra and we are in Libra?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would argue that when the moon comes back to the same sign that it has been in your natal placement, that energy tends to feel a little easier for you because that's its home base. That's its natural emotional state.
Right. You would think, but right. No, it was like, no, like waking up at just like my whole sleep schedule was so screwed up. It was just crazy for about 5 to 7 days. I mean, it feels like it's going back to normal, but like, I was like, maybe it's that, I don't know, but I was just curious because maybe someone else had the same question. So
that's a good question.
Good to know.
All right. So we'll wrap up April here with April 28th. We've got Pluto going retrograde in Capricorn at 26 degrees. Our Pluto retrograde starts to signal a lot of the outer planets that will be following suit and headed into our annual retrograde season. Now, anytime that Pluto goes retrograde, it is all about moving inwards and facing our shadow side and our fears. And Pluto's retrograde is going to be for a good chunk of time. So this isn't anything that happens overnight. This isn't anything that is triggered and, you know, is going to come up immediately to the surface, perhaps on April 28th. These are all these major themes that are kind of weaving themselves into the fabric of our everyday lives that it's kind of upon reflection, like looking backward, that we realize, oh, this is what's been going on for us. Pluto will be traveling between 24 degrees and 27 degrees of Capricorn. So the same cardinal signs in those degrees, whether it's you have a planet in Libra or Aries or Capricorn between 24 and 27 degrees are also going to be activated by this energy of Pluto, which is endings of some sort. Or the earth signs at those degrees will also be affected. So if you have a planet at 26 degrees of Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus, also look to your chart to see what is going to be affected for you. But yeah, anytime a planet spends time in the last 5 degrees of a sign is where it's really mastering and fully understanding the lessons that have been inherent to that sign and applying what we've learned through those experiences up to now. So, you know, specific to Capricorn, where we've done the work or neglected to do so within our lives, and where we've taken responsibility or need to be taking more responsibility. You know, the sign of Capricorn is traditionally associated with patriarchy. And, you know, Pluto is interested in making long-term transformations within, you know, our corporate structures, our businesses, our governments, and our economies, which we've seen play out. And, you know, anytime Pluto comes into contact with a sensitive area of our life, it changes life permanently. Okay, these are transformations or deaths, if you will, that occur that there's no going back from. They are permanent changes because Pluto is interested in tearing it down and destroying it in order to rebuild it into something new. And, you know, within our personal charts, this is surrounding our personal power, making lasting transformations in that area of our life and bringing endings to things that are taking away our power, draining our personal power, draining our sense of safety and security in the world. And, you know, as the ruler of the underworld, Pluto is also interested in exposing the hidden agendas below the surface, especially the dark stuff, so that it can be fully realized and healed and transformed.
Okay.
Hold on a second. The dog is barking. I'm so sorry. It's fine. Just real life stuff here. Okay, so...
She is excited about something.
It's probably the mail. She doesn't bark at anything else except our mail person. Just real life moments here. Okay, back to Pluto. As I was talking about like the good juicy stuff, you know, like hidden agendas and our secrets and all of that kind of stuff. But it is stuff that is like maybe you've suppressed or repressed might start to trickle up from, you know, from your soul, from the areas of your life that you've been trying to keep it hidden, but needs to be really understood in order to be healed and transformed in some way. You know, Pluto first entered Capricorn back in November of 2008. And, you know, think about how our global economies, how our governments have truly been in upheaval since then. You know, so much has shifted and changed over the last 12, 13 years here in the US and also other places around the world. So that's all due to Pluto and Capricorn. Now, during its annual retrograde season, like I said, we have the opportunity to deal with our own secrets, our own shadows, our own repressions. And if you don't do the work, it's going to be brought to light in a less favorable way. So do the work now is what I'm offering you. A little piece of advice here. If there are things that you have been afraid to face, if there are things that have been really painful that you have been trying to stuff deep down inside, if there are secrets that you have been trying really hard to keep from people, Pluto is going to bring them up to the surface, whether or not you like it. So this is your opportunity to take control of how you want to work through that instead of having it be done for you in perhaps a less comfortable way, if that makes sense. So, as each of you feel triggered or as each of you feel called to go deeper, to take a pause, to work on your shadows, think of it as an investment in yourself, the investment in this new version of yourself that is being born, that is being created, and know that we have to kind of have those breakdown moments in order to rebuild ourselves, just like, you know, what's playing out in the material world too. So, it's energy that's, you know, being reflected from a collective standpoint as well as, you know, individually, in our lives as well. So, I think it's a good month. You know, there's some big energies, but nothing to fear. We've got some beautiful, beautiful shifts coming in for us this summer here in the Northern Hemisphere that I'm excited to talk to you about, specifically Jupiter. Jupiter will be spending some time in one of its home signs of Pisces, which is really fantastic. So lots to take advantage of for the month of April in terms of getting started on your projects and then taking some time to really, really do the work.
Yeah. Call yourself out.
Yeah.
Sit with your shadow.
Yeah. Do that too.
You could do it.
Yeah. relationships. That's a big theme for this month too. So spend some extra time thinking about your own involvement in your relationships, as well as where, you know, new energy or fresh energy needs to either come in or things need to be wrapped up and ended.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Best of luck to everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Erica.
Good luck. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hannah, thank you as always. Be sure to listen to her podcast, the Light Body Podcast, which is basically everywhere now, right?
It is.
iTunes.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
So be sure to tune into her podcast. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
So much. And I'll see you guys soon.